Hello, my name is Vincent Bazzone. As a former job shop owner, I have been studying, writing about, and working with these types of businesses for the past 30 years. I wrote the book, Speed to Market, Lean Manufacturing for Job Shops, and you may have read it. This talk, Job Shops Are Easy to Manage, Not, is based on an article I wrote some time ago that was well received in the job shop community. It contrasts job shops with mass production manufacturing and discusses the many reasons job shops are difficult to manage. But before we get started, a word about terminology. I use the term job shop to refer to all types of order-driven businesses that make the customer specifications. Other terms are custom manufacturing, make-to-order, engineer-to-order, and HVLV manufacturing, which means high variety, low volume. Some people think a job shop means machine shop, but the job shop model is far broader and is found in every industry. So what makes job shops so difficult to manage? Well, let's take a look. A manager who made the transition from a mass production environment to a job shop was totally frustrated by his inability to make changes that would produce bottom line results. Here are his comments posted on a discussion forum. I am the vice president of manufacturing for a privately owned machine shop. After 23 years with Motorola, I thought I could help improve any kind of manufacturing process, but I was wrong. I have had much training in JIT, Six Sigma, TPS, Kanban, Lean, continuous improvement, and some black belt courses. I am struggling with making quantifiable improvements that show up on the bottom line. Currently, we are a small team of individual players. The organization has been together for 20 plus years, and the old mindset is, things will never change. I've introduced ideas with the support of the owner, only to have them fade after a few days with little impact. I most often get sucked into the daily tasks of the business, thus causing even myself to let ideas fall by the wayside. I was hired with only one real expectation: improve the bottom line. I have not really accomplished anything in the past 12 months and fear my position is short-lived if I don't find the correct path to lead the team down. Has anyone out there had these problems and pulled through? Please advise. I am open to any suggestions. Best regards, Tom. I suggested to Tom that he read my book, Speed to Market, Lean Manufacturing for Job Shops, which will guide him down a path to increasing bottom line results. Tom's experience is not unique. Managers who make a transition from the Motorolas of the world to a job shop will underestimate the difficulties of managing an order-driven business. Typically, these are smaller than the mass production environments from whence they came, and they tend to equate small with easy to manage, especially when it comes to making improvements that will yield financial results. Nothing could be further from the truth, as Tom found out. What are the characteristics of these types of businesses that make them so difficult to manage? Well, the first thing is feast or famine. A primary characteristic of job shops is the feast or famine roller coaster nature of demand. Job shops are order-driven service businesses that produce to exact customer specifications. Unlike mass production operations where orders are disconnected from production, job shops have no work when there are no orders in the backlog. For the most part, you can't build ahead because you don't know what you're going to be making. A second major characteristic is the nature of the work itself. Job shops are always making something different, often in small quantities. Although job shops tend to specialize in particular areas, for example, general machining work, dies, molds, architectural woodworking, fabricated assemblies, each order is different. Some are more complicated than others, and a design phase is often required, which increases complexity. Compare this to a mass production environment where production makes the same thing over and over in the same way to produce large volumes of the same item. Production is machine-paced, typically with assembly lines and automated processes. It's a totally different environment and is managed much differently from a job shop. These characteristics, feast or famine, and the nature of the work itself have implications for seven areas that must be managed closely. These are production, capacity management, scheduling, pricing, staffing, customer service, and cash flow. Let's take a look at these one at a time. Production is at the end of the job shop business process, so everything that went wrong along the way winds up in the production manager's lap. Many of the problems in production have their origins elsewhere. Production is difficult by virtue of the fact that each order is different, and the probability of mistakes increases as a result. Even minor errors can add to rework, lost time, and scrap costs. Economies of scale are not possible because the orders are different and the runs are short. Level loading is a traditional mass production manufacturing technique for gaining efficiencies via consistency, but it cannot be used in a job shop environment. Level loading implies a known amount of work with standard time, so it's easy to establish the proper crewing and runtime required to accomplish a known amount of work. You will have a hard time level loading in a job shop where input fluctuates and customers and competitive conditions dictate your ship dates. A second is capacity management. Roller coaster demand makes capacity management difficult. In times of high demand, you must bring additional capacity online. Otherwise, your lead time will stretch out, your customer service will suffer, and you will become increasingly less competitive with other shops that can deliver more quickly. On the other hand, in periods of low demand, you have an excess of non-productive resources for which you are paying. For more on managing capacity in an order-driven environment, see my article, Do You Know How to Play the Accordion?, which you can find on the website of the jobshopknowledgestore.com. Scheduling, probably one of the most difficult areas of all management in the job shop world. And there are a variety of reasons that scheduling is one of the most challenging aspects of managing these types of businesses. Typically, these involve changes initiated by customers, inaccurate estimates that keep jobs and work centers longer or shorter than anticipated, outsourced work that does not come back on time, rework that consumes capacity, quoting unrealistically short lead times, and overloading the shop. There's even more factors that create scheduling chaos. Pricing. RFQs must be estimated and priced to win bids and make money. A too high bid and you don't win the work. A too low bid and you lose money. Estimating is not an exact science, and the variation in demand can make accurate estimating difficult. A good metric to use here is the margin on individual orders. Knowing whether you made or lost money on an order provides critical feedback for continuous improvement. Compare this to a mass production repetitive operation where time and materials requirements are calculated to the second decimal point. There's also a great temptation to reduce prices to win work when times are slow. The problem with this strategy is that you can fill your shop with unprofitable work and then have no capacity left for the higher margin work when demand picks up. For more on this topic, see the ins and outs of job shop quoting on the jobshopknowledgestore.com website. Staffing. It's not a simple matter of laying people off when demand is down, because you will need them in the near future when demand picks up, and skilled tradespeople are not easy to come by. Therefore, you try to maintain your workforce, hoping that the downturn will be short-lived. A too long valley can be devastating for a small business. Customer service is the primary interface between the company and its customers. If you make it easy to work with you, customers will reciprocate. However, it can be particularly unpleasant when your company has a poor on-time ship record and customers are demanding their orders, which are already late. This problem is addressed in the PowerPoint presentation, A Radical New Paradigm for Job Shops, which is also available on the jobshopknowledgestore.com website. Cash flow. Another difficulty is a constant concern with cash flow. When an order is booked, a shop is constantly spending to produce that order. Wages must be paid, materials purchased, overhead costs covered, and so on. Money is constantly going out. Cash in, on the other hand, is often delayed because customers do not pay promptly, or work is stuck in production and cannot be shipped for one reason or another. So those are the things that have to be managed in a job shop environment as a result of those two primary characteristics, feast and famine, nature of demand, and the nature of the work itself. Now, a third area is customer involvement. A third major characteristic that makes job shop difficult to manage is that customers are typically involved throughout the design and build process. When you're building a custom product, whether this is a die, a specialized machine, or a piece of custom cabinetry, there are certain points in the process that require customer inspections and sign-offs. Often, there are engineering changes that disrupt progress, and sometimes work is put on hold because the customer's customer is having difficulties with timing or money. The point is, the customer plays an integral role in the entire process, and this can create difficulties that slow progress and increase costs. This is very different from the relationship between customers and a mass production business, where you never see them. Customers, in the form of market demand, are indirectly related to what happens on the shop floor. Products are built to inventory, orders are filled from inventory, and inventory levels are adjusted based on aggregate demand, not individual customer requirements. Now, a fourth characteristic is planning for growth. A fourth characteristic of job shops is the difficulty of planning for growth. You may have a run-up of business that looks like it will continue, but then again, it may fall off. Should you expand or not? Should you buy more equipment or not? Should you hire more people or not? These are difficult, sometimes risky decisions that hinge on uncertain market demand that may be impossible to predict with any degree of certainty. 40% of all job shops in the United States have revenues of $1 million or less, based on a survey we recently completed using the USA reference database. A fifth area is equipment utilization. Equipment utilization is a typical measure of performance in a mass production environment where much of the work is machine-based. However, in a job shop environment, you may have a machine that has a very low level of utilization, yet must be available when you need it. Equipment selection is not necessarily a function of how much you will use it. Rather, a specific piece of equipment may be required to reduce outsourced work, or just because it's an important production tool to have on hand. Measuring utilization can make sense for some machines that are the workhorses of the shop, but it's up to sales to ensure an adequate backlog of work to keep these machines busy. They will suffer low utilization when demand falls off. As an aside, to tell you this little story, I was delivering a seminar recently, and one of the attendees who ran a steel supply center, which is an order-driven business, came up during the break to chat. He'd been working with a lean consultant who told him that his saw was underutilized. Part of his service was to cut steel to customer specifications. He wanted to know what to do to increase utilization. Now, I was sorely tempted to tell him to cut up every piece of steel in the place in common sizes in order to increase utilization of his saw. Instead, I told him the best way to increase utilization of this piece of equipment was to sell more steel to more customers. That would certainly increase the utilization of his saw. Well, to summarize, many people underestimate the difficulties of managing a job shop. Small does not mean easy to manage. Feast or famine and variation of demand are primary characteristics of order-driven businesses that have implications for the day-to-day management of a shop. Again, these are production, capacity management, scheduling, pricing, staffing, customer service, and cash flow. Additional challenges come from the close relationship with customers and planning for growth. Today's talk, Job Shops Are Easy to Manage, Not, is one in a series that aims to provide insights and practical information for job shop owners and managers who are seeking to become more competitive and profitable. You can find more job shop related material on the website, jobshopknowledgestore.com. This is Vincent Bizzone. See you later next time when we address the question to quote or not to quote.